Yeah, we're looking forward to it, Tom. It's honestly oncoming. The winter flew in and the championship with us, and that's all us as players we're looking forward to.
Yeah, and of course you're the captain leading them out for the second time in your career in the Ulster Championship.
Yeah, that's it. It's great, and it's a good honour for myself and my family and that, so I'm looking forward to it. I see that team's full of leaders and full of previous captains, so we'll be looking to every man to step up to the plate on Sunday.
Do you think, is your attitude and approach now to the game a couple of years on changed since you were captain the last time?
I think it is, personally. Maybe this last 2-3 years, I kind of realised myself at times run out in my own career anyway, and you want to make the most of what you have, and to be honest, you haven't long left at the top level, so every year it goes by quick, so I just want to get out as much as I can.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's something that you'll be impressing on young and old in the squad as well.
Yeah, definitely. We spoke about it a number of times. All of us boys kind of came in together and we're all there. And to be honest with you, we're getting towards the end of our careers, most of us, And although they're still young, but there's a lot of football played. But, something we've said to the young lads too, just to make a mark now when you're good and young, and make sure that you give it your best. And, if you're beat, then fair enough. But if not, you have no regrets.
Yeah, and you came in at a time, along with Barry Monahan, Rory Kavanagh, Christy Toy and others, back in 2002, I suppose, Conall Donoghue came in around that time as well, when, there were heady enough days for Donegal, All-Ireland quarter-finals, All-Ireland semi-finals, pipped by Armagh just a couple of times as well.
That's it, Tom. We came in at a time where, I suppose things started to pick up a wee bit, and I suppose it was a new, fresh squad, and there was a good couple of good, decent players already there, the likes of Damien Diver and John Gilday and Adrian Sweeney and these boys, So we had a good mixture of youth and experience, but as we say, a couple of them days maybe we left behind because we didn't want it really bad enough, and that's not really good enough at this level.
Mm-hmm.
So something that we would tell the youngsters now, if we happen to get on a run this year, to make sure you leave it all on the pitch anyway.
Yeah, and I know last year you had a good enough run in the qualifiers after, I suppose, that surprise defeat to Antrim in the first round. But other than that, over the last couple of years, do you feel you have, as a team, lived up to your own abilities?
No, definitely not. I thought the teams had gone by, definitely at least one Ulster title on the other should have had. We underachieved for a number of different reasons. As I said, maybe we didn't want it bad enough, and maybe we weren't going that extra mile. We were hoping that our football ability would take us through, and it doesn't work like that nowadays. We'll be hoping to put that right. It's tough, but a run the qualifiers is great. But really and truly, this county needs some silverware, and it would be a great boost if we could get some.